Good evening. We're in the middle in the Chovas HaLevavos, in that's page 109 in the art scroll. And he's been talking about how a person knows what his proper hishtadlus is, what type of a profession, a trade, a job. And he continues and says, and based on this model, you find the midas that a person has with gufoisom, muchonois, lischeirois, vilimalochois. That their body and their midas, their entire being is sort of prepared to a certain type of activity, certain type of business, certain type of work. In other words, different strengths, different natures. He says, "Umisha meisiv b'midos of etiba goisef el malocha mehamalochis via gufa roilo." He finds himself some desire to do a certain type of thing. He's attracted to medicine. He's attracted to construction. He's attracted to whatever it may be. He finds himself attracted via gufa roilo, and his bodily makeup, his physical capabilities are capable of that undertaking, whether it's a heavy physical labor, yes, that be built with such a physique or whatever it may be. And he's capable of tolerating the difficulty or the tircha, the work that it is. He should, this is an indication that he should do this, go after this particular thing that you are physically and I would say emotionally and psychologically suited for, pursue it, to bring, that should be the method by which you bring your parnosa. The Yisboel Misko umeri ruso, and he should tolerate its sweetness, its benefits, the good parts of it, and the bitter parts of it as well. It's very difficult, but he's cut out for it. His the way he's built, the way he's made, the way his leanings are, the way his emotions, his desires are, that's what he's cut out for, and therefore that's what he should do. The Yisrael, he should tolerate whatever happens. And he should not be upset when he doesn't seem to be getting his sustenance from time to time. Some of the times, ach yivtoch belukim sheyaspik loy tarpoy. Kol Yemei Chayov. Rather, he should put his bitochen in Hashem, and he should provide him his sustenance all the days of his life. This, to me, is a very strange paragraph, because, first of all, we maybe alluded to this previously. This is the Shara Bitochen. We're learning about bitochen over here. I'll go to a vocational testing service or a specialist, and I'll figure out what I'm best suited for, how I should pursue in life in terms of a profession, in terms of a trade, in terms of a business. What's it, the business of the Chovas HaLevavos telling me what I should be doing? And then at the end of it, he says, you tolerate the ups and downs in that profession or in that business or in that that occupation. And he says, and if it doesn't seem to work sometimes, don't worry, don't give up, don't become disillusioned, but trust Hashem that he will provide your sustenance all the days of your life. And I think the point that he's making over here is as follows. And I think this is a very, I think it's an important point. And that is, if a person would not be doing the thing that he's best suited for. Let's say I'm really not cut out to be a construction worker. I'm really not cut out to be a mathematician. I'm really not cut out to be a doctor. And I'm doing this work and it's not working. I'm not successful. So then a person would have the attitude that, well, you know, I'm not successful. And that's it. What can I do? You know, I chose the wrong profession. I think the point is over here that he's telling you, we have ways of knowing, alpi das Torah, what a person should be doing in terms of hishtadlus. Just like there's a mitzvah to do hishtadlus. Hishtadlus is since Adam HaRishon, since the chet of Adam HaRishon, b'zeh sapecha toich alechem, there's a mitzvah of hishtadlus. So one might think that, well, I didn't choose the right hishtadlus, and therefore I'm not successful. The Torah tells us, the halacha tells us, the Chovas HaLevavos tells us, I'll tell you how to choose the right hishtadlus. So you're doing the right hishtadlus. Now you have to know something else. Now that you're doing the right hishtadlus, there's a very serious problem. It's not working. Now what? Now, if I wasn't doing the right hishtadlus and it's not working, I say, I'm a shlamazel. I can't be a doctor. I can't do this. I can't be a construction worker. I can't even lift up a hammer. I have, you know, two left hands, whatever. But no, but I followed the formula and I chose that which I'm really talented at. And now it's not working. So he says that might lead a person to a state of being, now what? Now I'm really desperate. If I chose the wrong thing, I'll go choose the right thing. But now that I chose the right thing, I'm not matzliach. He says, no. He says, you choose the right thing. And then when you're not matzliach, then you have to know. You're not going to go say, well, I got to do something else. No. The lack of hatzlocha is not to be interpreted as doing the wrong hishtadlus. The lack of hatzlocha is to be tolerated and to be said, I'm not getting upset. I'm not getting disillusioned. I'm just putting my trust in Hashem that He will, in fact, provide for me. In other words, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry, I interrupted.
No, I'm just saying if a person chooses the right, I'm in the right business, I'm in the right profession, this is what I'm most talented to do. If that's the case, then if I'm not matzliach, there's only one place to turn. That's to say, I have to put my reliance on Hashem.
So what I was going to ask, I'm sorry, is what's the difference? What the profession is like? If you do the hishtadlus, whatever it is, it should be the same outcome. Like, what's the difference whether you try to be a doctor and it didn't fail, or you try to be anything? As long as you did the hishtadlus, it should be the same.
What I think it means is as follows: If there's no formula to choose the right profession or the right form of parnosa, the right hishtadlus, then if I'm not successful, I tend to look and say, "Hey, I made the wrong choice." And I end up in this world of hishtadlus is what does it. I didn't succeed, and therefore I have to go for a different hishtadlus and another hishtadlus. I have to try something else. I get caught up in the world of hishtadlus. But if I'm guided to the most proper hishtadlus immediately, this is what I am cut out for. I went to this, the Chovas HaLevavos' vocational counseling service, and he told me, according to your koiches and your netiyas and your interests and your desires, this is what you should do. So now if I'm not successful, I'm not going to go say, oh, I should do something that I'm not good at. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to turn directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in a sense, what he's telling us is saying, it's another way, it's another means of being sure that we're going to turn to Hashem. Because if I chose the wrong hishtadlus, then I might not turn to Hashem so quickly. I say, hey, shlamazel, you undertook something and you have no shaykhus to be able to do it. So now go find a profession or a numinous that you can do. But when I've already chosen according to the rules of vocational choice, and so I'm definitely doing the right thing, and I'm still not matzliach, that's where I'm going to say, hey, you know something? Now I know. And in other words, it's saving me wasted time pursuing one thing and another thing and forgetting about the fact that really everything depends upon Hashem. That's number one. And number two, I think something else, that I think that once I chose the right profession, I mean, it's really the same point, I'll just express a little differently. Once I chose the right profession, I know I'm in the right position. I know I'm doing the right ishtablus, and I'm not matzliach. That forces me to turn to Hashem. That's what forces me, because there is nothing else to do. In other words, the pristine spiritual state, the purest, the best spiritual state of the Jew is one who's forced to rely on Hashem. Forced to rely on Hashem, because what else can I do? I did my hishtadlus. Well, oh, you know something? Ah, I chose it. You know how many people? I know a guy who became an accountant, and then it wasn't for him. They became a doctor. And I know people who became one thing and another thing and another thing, and they keep on going the rest of their life. No, I chose the best. Now what? And life has its ups and downs. You know something? If I chose the best, then there's only one place to turn. And that's to the Rabbeinu Shalalem himself. So choosing the best is part of a system that assures that with the vicissitudes of life and the ups and downs, that a person will turn to Hashem more quickly, because he doesn't have this foolish idea that said, oh, I chose the wrong profession. I chose the wrong business. I'm in the wrong calling. I have to go get another type of job. So I think that's the point over here. And Bechlau, we always look to things that the Chazal, the Torah, the system looks to things that bring us to trust in Hashem more. For example, Chazal say, "B'chol yom v'yom yitzra shalodom iskaber olov." Every day the Yitzhahara wins. The Yitzhahara was created with an advantage. V'ilmolei HaKadosh Baruch Hu oizro eino yocholoi. If not for the fact that if Hashem helps him, he wouldn't be able to beat the Yetzirah. So I say, look at that. Even in the thing which I have the Bechira Chofshis, this is the one area in life where I have the ability to do something. Bechira Chofshis, the Yetzirah, the Yetzirah. That's what the one koyach I have. The only koyach I have is the ability to choose good over evil. And yet, even there, Hashem created it where the Yetzirah is going to win the battle unless you turn to Hashem. Because Hashem created a world and we're constantly facing challenges that are leading us, that are forcing us, that are directing us, that are guiding us to turn to Hashem. And choice of the appropriate Hishtadlus is one of those things. Because if we do not choose the appropriate Hishtadlus, then my next my backup is going to be, I better do a different ishtadlus. But when I chose the best ishtadlus, then there ain't no place to go except to say, I must turn to Hashem. So I think that's the point over here, and I think it's a very important point.
But how do you know if you chose the right ishtadlus, though?
Well, the Chavis al-Bov is giving us the lesson in vocational...
I know what he says, but like maybe you were off. Maybe like it's
Okay, so listen. You know something? That's a good question. But we're human beings, and we can only minimize the opportunity for mistake. If I don't use a formula to choose that which I most desire, that which I'm most interested in, that which I'm most capable for, that which physically I have the stamina for, if I don't use that, then I have a much better chance of not succeeding and turning to something else, something else, something else, something else. When I've used all of the rules of choice as best as possible, so I have the best possible choice, and there the chances or the need or the desire to look for other things is much minimized, because I really did the best thing. If I did the best thing, so I'm not going to go look. Maybe I should do the worst thing. Maybe I should do a worse thing. Maybe I should do something that's stupider. No, I did the best thing. So you know what I'm going to do now? I'm going to say, hey, it's only the Rabbeinu Shalom. Let's leave it at that. But I just want to point out.
Can you also explain, Rebbe, sorry. Can you explain one more point? You said something like Hashem puts us in situations which leads us to realize that we could only rely on Him. Mm-hmm. What were you saying that from, based on what?
I think that's the pshat over here. He says, when things are not going well, what should you do? So I think what he's telling me, you should not go look for a better profession because this is the best profession. You made the best choice. You follow the rules of making the best choice. So you know what you should do? Yiftach be'elokim she'yaspik le'tarpoi kol yemei chayov. Trust Hashem that He will sustain him with his sustenance, with his parnosa, all the days of his life.
Okay, so he's not saying that Hashem puts you in a situation where he forces you to rely on him, because then that kind of takes away a little bit of the bechira.
He leads us. He puts us in circumstances which make it more and more likely that we're going to make the right choice.
Then how does that work with bechira? Isn't that taking away the bechira?
You have the bechira not to turn.
He's making it easier. No,
Excuse me. I don't know about easier. He's guiding you. If guiding means it becomes easier, so he's making it easier. But the point is, he's guiding you. You still have the bechira. You will make the ultimate choice. There will be people in this profession. He chose the best profession, and he'll fail, and he'll get very angry and upset, and he'll I don't know what he'll do. He'll get depressed, and he'll go for who knows what. And there are people that say, "Hey, you know something? I made the right choice. I made the best choice. There's only one place to turn now, and that's to Hashem. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to place ourselves in situations where there's no place else to turn except to Him." That's the whole idea. He wants to get us to turn to Him. That's the tachlis of everything. If a person turns to Hashem and bitochon, he has that ultimate, intimate relationship with Hashem. He's achieved the lehisanig al Hashem, the tachlis of the bria. Allow me just a couple of other points because I don't want to. I just don't want to forget. Number one, you see from here, the Chovetz Chaim says, "Av yiftach be'elokim she'yaspik loy." And those people who contest that there's no such thing like the misreading that I've quoted here many times of the Chazon Ish, that bitochon cannot mean that you're trusting Hashem that He's going to give you the good that you want. Rather, it means there's no accidents; everything is from Hashem. And I claim that's not what the Chazon Ish means. It just means you can't be machayev a person to reach that level. But you see clearly from the Chovetz Halevavos, he's telling you, you know what you should do. Trust Hashem that He will sustain you. Not trust Hashem that everything He does is He's in control of everything, or everything He does is for the good, and He won't sustain you. He does sustain you. Who cares? No. Ach yivtach be'elokim she'yaspik lo tarpoi. You trust Hashem. Excuse me. That in fact He will give you the sustenance that you need. So the definition here of bitochen. Certainly when it comes to Parnosa, is I'm trusting Hashem that He will sustain me. Now, this is a very important point because people struggle all the time, you know, with business, with Parnosa issues. I don't think there's a day goes by that I don't speak to somebody, one or two or three people. Today, it happened to have been two people that were just really very serious, multi-million-dollar tzoros in Parnosa, and the answer to them is not, oh, everything is from Hashem and everything Hashem does for the good and there's no accidents. That's one answer, but there's another answer. Just what the Chavis says, tell them, trust Hashem. Get to this point where you will. Ach, what should you do when you're having challenges in your business? Trust Hashem. Ach yivtach be'elokim. Put your trust in Elokim, in the Baal HaMishpot Afilo, the one who gives justice, not even Rachamim, Berakim sheyaspik lo tarpli. He will give him his sustenance. But I would like to ask another question. Forgive me for belaboring this one little paragraph for so long. He says, kol yemei chayov, all the days of his life. Kosidos. I have a problem in business. I chose a certain business. I chose a certain profession. I chose to become a doctor, and the insurance companies keep cutting my payments. I chose to go into real estate, and the real estate is in derrière. I chose this, I chose that. So you tell me, no, there's nothing you can do. You chose a good thing. You made the best choice for you. Now just trust Hashem that he'll give you your sustenance. Kol yemei chayav, the entirety of my life. I'm not thinking about my whole life. I'm thinking about today, tomorrow. My whole life. Right now, I have to trust Hashem that he will give me sustenance the entirety of my life. What in the world is that statement about? I until now, I would have said, trust Hashem that you need parnosa this month. You need parnosa this year. Trust Hashem will give you parnosa this year. Trust Hashem, yiftach b'elokim sheyaspik loy tarpei kol yemei chayov, all the days of his life. Where does that come from? What do I need that for? I need help now. Right now, my business is suffering. I'm dealing with these two people today. They're in big trouble. So you trust Hashem is going to get you out of the trouble. I gotta be focused that sheyiftach b'Hashem sheyaspik loy tarpei kol yemei chayov. Where does that come from? So I don't know for sure, but I think that the pshat is as follows. That if a person is just trusting, Hashem, I trust you're going to get me out of this. You're going to get me out of this. So why? Why should he get you out of it? Maybe he's not going to get you out of it. Maybe you don't deserve to get out of it. Maybe he doesn't want to get you out of it. Maybe, I don't know what, who knows, any reason. He says, no, this is what he does all the time. It's not just that I'm trusting this one little thing that he's right now, he's going to get me out of this. How do you know? Maybe he won't get you out of it. Maybe you're not supposed to get out of it. Maybe he doesn't want to get you out of it. No, that's what he does. He's Yaspik like tarpei kol yemei chayov. My whole life he does that. If he does it my whole life, now there's no interference with thinking that he's going to do it for me now. If it's a mikre, if he just does it in this situation, but in other situations he wouldn't do it, so then, I don't know, maybe he's not going to do it in this situation. But if that's who he is, you know what he does? Hashem is maspik tarpei kol yemei chayov. That's his thing. That's who he is. He is the Zohar Mefarnes all the entirety of your life. If that's the case, then I have no hesitation. So I think there are a few very important yesodos in what we just learned. Point number one, of course, that person has to do the best ishtadlus so that if things don't go well, that he turns quickly to Hashem, not to just try to do other more and more and more. In other words, basically, we want you to choose the ishtadlus. But if it doesn't work, you're not going to do more hishtavus. If it doesn't work, you're going to go directly to trust Hashem. Secondly, you should trust Hashem that he will sustain you. Not trust Hashem. In other words, when a guy's in business trouble, don't tell him, well, you know, everything Hashem does is for the good. And there's no accidents. And if you're supposed to be rich, you'll be rich. You're supposed to be poor, you'll be poor. You're supposed to have what to eat, you'll eat. If you want to, supposed to have what to eat, you won't get what to eat. No. Trust Hashem sheyaspikloi. He will, in fact. And third of all, in order to get that trust, you have to be extreme about it. It has to be, Hashem, he'll take care of me my whole life. Because if I don't know that he's going to take care of me my whole life, which means I'm not confident that that's what Hashem does all the time, then I might think, maybe now he won't do it. Or let's put it differently. If I think that next week he might not do it, then it's very hard to be sure he's going to do it today. Why should he do it today if he doesn't do it next week? Oh, because I deserve it? Maybe I don't deserve it. That's Shema Gora Machet. No, you know why he's doing it today? Because he's the Zohar Mefarnes. He's the Pesach Es Yodechu Masmia L'chol Chai Rotzai. That's what he does. That's what he does professionally. That's what he's all about. Oh, your zona befani is my whole life. Hazona soilam kulay betue bechein beches no rachamim. Who knows say lechem lechol basor kilolam chasla. Ah, that's what you do. Now I have every reason to believe you do it to me. Now I think Rabbi Isai, that it took a little belaboring over here, but I think the Yesodis and this paragraph are tremendously important. Tremendously important. The idea that we can trust Hashem directly that He'll give it to us. And the idea that if we think that it's just if I'm limited in scope, today He's gonna give it to me. I don't know what's gonna be tomorrow. No, because then why should He give it to you today? You know why I'm sure He's gonna give it to me today? Because He's going to give it to me my whole life. Because that's what He does. Because that's who He is. He's noisein lechem lechol bosor ki lo ilam chasta. In fact, very interesting. We say every Shabbos halil agodol. Hoy l'Hashem ki tev ki lo ilam chasta. Hoy l'Kehu le'eloi kehu Elohim ki lo ilam chasta. B'chulei b'chulei. So the Gemara says in Psochim, why is it called Halal HaGodol? Because of the next to last sentence, which says, Noisein lechem lechol bosor ki lo ilam chasta. He gives lechem lechol bosor. If I thought that Hashem, if I don't realize that Hashem is noisein lechem lechol bosor, then I might think, maybe I don't deserve it. But when he's noisein lechem lechol bosor, when he feeds and sustains everyone, why should I be any different? He does it to everybody. If he didn't do it to everybody, then I think maybe he's not going to do it to me. If he does it to everybody, I can be confident he's going to do it to me as well. Okay, I think we have to stop over here. We shouldn't have to have tzoras in our hishtadlus, and if we do, we shouldn't go run and do more hishtadlus. We should rather turn to Hashem and be botuach that He's going to help us. And not just He's going to help us today, but be botuach that that's what He does, that's what He did, that's what He does, that's what He always will do. Ki lo ilam chasdei. Okay.